And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Baja's East Capes in the studio with us. Live from the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, the Long Beach Convention Center. Bart Hall's on the line. Going to be a great time and a great week coming ahead for us.
You're not kidding, man. A busy, busy time. I can't wait. The show time is my favorite. It's the start to our fishing season. It's where everybody gets to gather, see all the latest and greatest in fishing tackle and fishing toys and fishing information and killer seminars, and I just can't wait. And, hey, we're giving away four sets of tickets to enjoy the biggest show in the year. That's the Fred Hall Show. Whether you want to go to the Long Beach Show, whether you want to go to the San Diego Show, whether you want to go to the Bakersfield Show, you got tickets coming your way. You just decide where you want to go, and there's tickets coming to you. Four lucky callers at the end of the show are each going to win a set of tickets. Again, if you want to get in on that action, or better yet, just your chance to talk to Bart, your talk to chance to John Ireland, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or toll free, 877-792-1090.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back. Oh, wait, before we do that, Bart. One more highlight in your eyes. You live this show 365 days a year, and I know you and Mike Lum do such an amazing job. What are you living here? What are you looking forward to hanging out and doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's three things that come to mind. If you let me jump into three things. First thing is we've had the custom rod depot for several years now that Mike put together. This year it's morphed into the custom tackle depot. If you want to see some custom tackle, custom rods, and learn how to be to make your own rods, that's all at the Custom Island depot over there. There's seminars going on, and that's a really neat part of the show that's been added in the last several years. Yesterday I called in and told you a story about how the guy I helped at my gas station,
yeah,
sent his reel into Shimano, and he sent me an email last week saying what a great service it was and what a great company they are. Well, Shimano is having their reel repair seminars again, and those will be three times a day during the week, four times on Saturday and three times on Sunday. And then
bring your reel to the show, your Shimano reel to the show, and they'll show you how to fix it.
Right, it has to be a Shimano reel. Bring it to the show, they will show you how to fix it. And if you don't even have a reel, you just go to the seminar and you can learn how to fix your reels. They'll give you a little tutorial. And then the other thing is our grand prize this year is we're doing it a little differently than we've done it in the past. You get to choose which prize you want. And the first one is a trip to Rancho Leonero. And that's of course the one I would choose.
I'll take
but
that
then
one.
There's a you can or you can choose a Hobie 14-foot Pro Angler kayak. Or you could choose a private fishing charter out of Dana Landing on the Impulse. And you
wow.
can sign up for that at the shows. Everyone's going to get a little slip when you get your ticket. Or you can sign up online. There is no purchase necessary. So that's a little different for us this year.
Nice. Yeah. That's
you
cool.
know, yeah, speaking of kayaks, you know, our friend Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing will be both at Long Beach and Del Mar. This will
right.
be his first Long Beach experience. So, yeah, he'll be over in near the Hobie booth there in Long Beach as well as with Fastlane and Ron and the guys in Del Mar, too. So be sure to go by and see Jeff. I know we have a few spots left, not very many, on our Let's Talk Hookup Cedros Kayak Fishing trips this year. So if you want to go, you better go sign up with Jeff over in Long Beach, too. Lots of good stuff there, Bart. I mean, so many things to do at Long Beach. I can't even imagine, you know, we work the booths, we're there all week, and it just goes by in a flurry.
It's crazy.
Well, the other thing that we didn't mention is that on Friday at 3 o'clock in the Mammoth Lake Seminar area, you're going to be hosting a small panel, two guys really, Craig Schumann and Chief David Bess from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. They'll be there to answer questions. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to the CDFW. We had something happen this week. You know, we've been advertising the Great American Duck Races at all of our shows now for a month. And the County of Los Angeles, in their ultimate wisdom, decided they're going to put a quarantine on ducks. So we can't have, as of yesterday, the ducks at Long Beach. We got them at Del Mar, and we got them at Bakersfield. But the California Department of Fish and Wildlife really went to bat for us and tried to get that stupid ruling lifted, but they couldn't do it. You know, welcome to California, welcome to L.A. So
unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, these ducks can't fly. They can't leave their compound. They have no possibility of interacting with other ducks, but you're dealing with bureaucrats who can't tell their nose from whatever. So,
and you know, I love watching the ducks.
Land of fruit and nuts.
The most energetic, fastest ducks you've ever seen. They're motivated bunch.
But they'll be in Bakersfield and Long and Del Mar.
Yeah, but the California, but the Fish and Wildlife Department really stepped up and tried to help us, and I want to thank them for that.
That's cool. All right, well, phones are packed, Bart and John. They want to talk to you guys, so let's jump into it.
You got to. How about this time we talk to Michael calling us from San Clemente this morning. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Michael.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, can you hear me?
You sure can, Mike.
Okay, well, my question was for John, but before I get to that, I just want to let Bart know that I'm 60 years old, and I feel like an 8-year-old getting ready to go to Disney.
So do I.
Yeah.
But John, I was just wondering, what's the average water temperature at Rancho around April, March and April?
You know, right now it's 72. And it'll start going up now. So this is March. We're getting to March now. So you can figure it's going to jump another couple degrees at least in March. It'll be up to at least 75, 78 April. And you'll hit 80 mid-May, end of May.
Sweet.
Right around then.
Oh, wow. So awesome.
So it's all good fishing, fishing temp.
Yeah. You know, and that warm water, you know, when you're snorkeling out front, man, it feels so good after, like, for our tournament, June 1st, man, you get a little hot on the boat, you jump in and go for a little snorkel.
It's the perfect temperature.
That's perfect.
A perfect temperature, for sure. Hey, definitely. Wow. And you'll have show specials, right, John?
Yeah, we have show specials. In fact, our best bargain, best deal of the year is at the show. During the shows, at the end of Long Beach, or pardon me, at the end of the Del Mar show, the special's over. So it's during the shows.
You can book a room because Pam has a computer right there. You can book your room. You can book your boat right there in the Rancho Leonero booth.
Sure can. A lot of people do. And you know, we only have 34 rooms, so people have got a lot of repeat customers, and they have the room they like and their boat captain and everything else. So
I know.
The better.
Yeah,
earlier the better, for sure.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone
call this
morning. You know, I might mention, too, that our Rancho Leonero 23rd annual Rancho Leonero Spring Spectacular Tournament, June 1st through the 5th, is going to be just a great time. And there's not that many rooms left.
No, they're not.
So if you want to go with us, and it's such a great time. A lot of couples go. A lot of families go. It's like old home week.
And June's
really
fun. June's a beautiful
month. Oh, I love
month.
June.
June's a beautiful
great
month.
Great fishing for kind of everything, right?
Right. Yeah, our most popular
Wahoo,
month.
Wahoo, marlin, dorado, tuna, rooster. Rooster's prime.
Everything is lighting up, like you say, because now you're hitting 80-degree water. And June is just, and the weather is, the air's still cool. It's not real hot outside. It's our most popular month. Highly recommended, June.
It's nice. And it's all gloomy in Southern California, so it's perfect time.
After the crud of cold and rain we've had all year, I can't wait to get my butt down to the ranch. When I heard that John was open up again, I was instantly like, I wonder if I could just sneak down in between the shows.
What an idea.
Over this weather, man.
We've had a real wintry weather in this year in San Diego for sure. But we need the water, you guys.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Yeah. I'm done with it.
Yeah, no whining. No whining. We need the water.
We got plenty.
All right. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Lou, who's calling us from Fullerton this morning. What's up, Lou? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Pete, Ricky.
Hello.
John, Bart.
Good morning, Lou.
I had a couple of questions, but they've been answered. My question is going to be to Bart. Good morning.
Good morning.
Another great, wonderful show. You got the best talent every year. We learn something more from John and from you, and it just keeps going and going. My question is, over the last, let's talk the last 5 years, what's the increase in attendance been at Long Beach and Delmar?
I couldn't hear that question.
He wants to know attendance.
If it's been increasing over the last few years.
Well, that's an interesting story, Lou, because here's the... Here's the answer that whenever that question comes into the office, they put people on hold. I pick up the phone and say, hi, this is Bart. How can I help you? And they ask me what the attendance is. And I say, the last time we gave out attendance figures was 1946.
Wow.
And the reason for that was that my dad gave them out that year. And then some guy who started a new show up in San Francisco gave out his attendance figures. And they were dramatically higher. And the people said, well, how come – their attendance is higher, and my dad went, well, where did you see more people in front of your booth? Well, at your show, and that's the answer. So we don't go into that. We don't go into attendance. Here's what happens. We are the largest event of our kind in every city we go to. For example, at Long Beach, there's a parking lot there that's built to accommodate a convention center and lots of people. We use the entire parking lot. We rent parking spaces from every hotel in the city. We rent the aquarium with the Pacific parking. We use the parking at the Pike parking lot across the street. And unfortunately, on the weekend, even though we run shuttles from everywhere, we use all available parking. And the biggest complaint we get is, I came to your show, drove around for an hour, could not find a place to park. And the same thing in Bakersfield. We use the entire parking lot for the Kern County Fairgrounds. Now in Delmar, that's not true because they have really huge parking in Delmar for the San Diego County Fair. So we're able to accommodate everybody down there. It's, you know, like I've always told you, Delmar is my favorite show. That's one of the reasons right there.
Yeah. No, it's enormous.
It's a question. Hey, Pete, can I get one more thing in?
Go, Lou.
Yep. No, I wasn't asking what the attendance was. I'm talking about the increase of attendance year after year.
Gotcha.
The answer is fairly similar to what I just said, that we use all available parking at Long Beach. So we don't go up much in Long Beach because, well, first of all, if we have any more people in there, the firemen will shut us down. And they do that occasionally. They say you can't have any more people in the building, so the people buying tickets have to stand outside and wait until somebody leaves. I mean, we've had that happen many times over the years.
Well, I can speak strictly from a retailer standpoint. It's busier. There's no doubt. You know, I mean, we have seen an increase over the last several years, and the enthusiasm in fishing is better. The show that Bart puts on is just better and better every year, and I think the attendance reflects it.
It is an amazing, amazing show. Lou, thanks a lot for the call.
And you know, there the parking is extremely tough and all that, but a little secret there. If you're really desperate, go to the Hyatt Hotel and use the valet. And you can always get in, Bart. That's always your option. They always save a few for the valet over there.
Pay a little extra. You
pay a little extra.
Giving out our secret again, John.
No, yeah. That's my parking spot. Yeah. I'm sharing, you guys.
Yeah.
Because we don't want anybody to
miss. And I got to give kudos to the Hyatt Regency. They always are very accommodating for our live broadcast, right, Bart? I mean, we take over the hotel. And they should be grateful for what the halls are doing there. But they've given us the Seaview Rotunda, which is that great venue right down the bottom of the escalators, below the bar there in the Hyatt lobby. And they recognize we're bringing a lot of people into the Hyatt to utilize their services and stuff like that. So they've been very, very accommodating to us. Right, Bart?
Yes, they have been. We've had a long relationship with them. Of course, we've been doing business with them since they opened. And unfortunately, not the same people are there that started it. So we have to keep reminding everyone that that's the case. But they've been there. And the convention center itself, I've had a good relationship over the years with most of the guys who run it. And the guy who runs it now, Charlie Byrne, is a great guy. He loves our show, and And so he helps us over there, too. So, yeah, we have a good relationship with the Hyatt. It's a wonderful place to stay. It's one of my favorite hotels in the world.
Indeed. All right. Hey, well, here's a guy that's a big part of the Fred All Long Beach show, right, Rick?
These seminars are not to be missed, and that's from Dave Hansen. He's your saltwater guide, and he's our fishdope.com reporter. And today, that report is sponsored by the Gamakatsu Octopus 4 Extra Strong Hook. It's not just another squid hook. Nothing penetrates deeper or holds tighter than the offset beak point that's actually sharpened and forged from the highest carbon steel available. Every captain has their own tricks on how to rig a squid, but there's no question on which hook to use. It's the Gamakatsu Octopus Hooks. Get them at your favorite tackle store or check gamakatsu.com, or better yet, buy them at the Fred Hall Show, one of the only times a year you will ever see Gamakatsu on sale. It's on sale and free gift with purchase. It's a great opportunity to buy that.
And on sale, like at a huge discount.
It's the best time of year to buy Gamakatsu hooks. Yeah. And I know that this you know, one is all about how great that hook is for sea bass and squid fishing, but that is my favorite hook for rigging on a Wahoo bomb, too. It's a great hook, that Octopus 4 Extra Strong hook. I rig all my bombs with that 8-0 Octopus hook. I love it. It's a good one.
It's a good one for sure. Hey, good morning, Captain Dave.
Hey, Pete, Rick, Bart.
I was looking at that seminar schedule, and your name appears like all over it. What's the story there?
Well, for some reason, Bart really loves to listen to me talk, but he likes it. But you know who likes it even more? His wife. So,
that's important.
As
Jenny,
we all know,
important.
Those of us that are married, if the wife wants something, we give it to her.
Yes, indeed.
So, well, I'll be speaking a bunch.
Well, we can't wait.
Well, hey, guys, like we talked about last week, Rockfish Opener did not disappoint. There were yellowtail caught at San Clemente Island. I was lucky enough to go to Catalina, get a little bit of that squid. Took it to the cove there up on the west end, and we caught a legal sea bass on the first bait we threw in the water. Called a couple of my buddies. They slid in there. They each got a couple. There was five fish caught around the boat there first thing in the morning of the sea bass. And then we went rockfish fishing, caught plenty of rockfish. Then we finished the day off sheephead fishing. We got a dozen bass and 10 of those nice sheepheads. So all in all, I think we got about 40 fish for the three of us. It was a great day on the water, a flat, glassy calm, and then all holy heck broke loose the last day and a half here. It's back to wind and rain, which is going to be perfect for us at the Fred Hall Show, because coming Wednesday, there's a big front coming, and it's going to blow like heck all the way through Friday. So come to the show and come see me, Rick, Pete, Bart, and come and spend some of your money and get some good deals on some cool stuff and listen to me talk.
Yeah, man, of course, and cool stuff, and listen to the one and only Captain Dave Hansen, a very animated and educational seminar, no doubt about it, Dave. And, of course, fishdope.com, they'll be there in the fishdope.com BD Outdoors booth. They're going to have show specials, and, of course, always $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Just go to their booth and say, hey, hook up now. Yeah. I want my $20 off
discount.
A new membership. So
Jason,
I'll bet they
get
it to you. Yeah, Jason will take care of you for sure. And how do we find you, Dave?
Well, guys, my website is still just going cranking away here. People are very, very happy with it. Go to yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check it out. We'll be giving some cool specials away at the show. If you stop by one of my seminars, Kelly Girl will be there, and she'll be signing you guys up to the website. She'll be giving you a great discount. So make sure you come to the show and see me speak and check out all the cool deals and all the great sales that they're going to have at the show.
All right, Dave. Hey, we'll see you on Wednesday at the Long Beach Convention Center. Look forward to it. Thanks a lot for the call.
Rick, I'll see you Monday morning.
See you tomorrow morning,
Dave. Hey, yes, Dave. Sir. Big question here. Are you going to come do your seminar, do your talk live at the Long Beach Convention Center on Sunday morning?
If I'm allowed to.
Yeah, man, you can come do it right after our stand-up mic right there and do your report right there in front of everybody.
I will be there then. If
Holy
you want me
mackerel.
There, I will be there.
All right.
Okay, Dave. Thanks a lot,
Dave.
And we'll see you Wednesday.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. How about we talk to Cliff? He's calling from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
I was thinking about taking up bow fishing and eradicate some of them carp on our local lakes.
Nice.
Do they still have the archery booth over there?
Yeah,
we do have the archery, and the archery's moved inside. It's in the hallway between lobby and the exhibit hall. Just look down that hallway, and you'll see the archery's in there. Yes.
Wow! Great. Inside. Great.
But you know, guys, I want to jump in real quick before we get too far away from Dave. You know, when you go to a Dave Hansen seminar, I always say you ought to wear a helmet and a seatbelt, because they're quite a wild ride. He's right. Jenny loves listening to him talk, so he gets to speak a lot.
Indeed.
That's cool.
It's a fun one. Very entertaining, and he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. Hey, Cliff, we'll see you at the show. Look forward to it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does for you for the first time all morning. 858-457-1090.
All right, let's jump back in. We're going to talk now to Bob. He's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Bob?
Well, I was going to ask John. It kind of answered the question. I was wondering about the best season time for rooster fish, as well as if and when any wahoo are around the lodge.
Good question. Two most commonly asked questions. The rooster fish are really around year-round. The big guys really start coming in end of May. You know, that 80-degree water really seems to change things. Starting in mid-May through August are when we get the whoppers. That's when Bart normally comes down and well, he comes down all times of year, and they pick him up. But historically, the great big rooster fish are June, July, August.
Right during our Let's Talk Hookup tournament.
Right during the Let's Talk Hookup tournament. And I'm sorry, what was the other question? The rooster and
wahoo as well.
Oh, the wahoo. The wahoo are there when they're there, and normally there's not just one or two. Normally there'll be a lot taken, and they come and they go. It's hard to predict exactly when they're going to be around. We have a lot of wahoo, and also we get some real size. We get some solitary guys. It's not unusual to see a number of over 60 pounds, 60 to 80, 90 pounds.
Wow.
We get quite a few of those. Quite a few of those, but it's really hard to predict when they're coming in and out. It's just any time of year when they're there.
I think during the Rancho Llanero Let's Talk Hookup tournament, I had a trip many years ago with Dad where we got all those big roosters. Still Dad's most favorite fishing trip that I think he and I have ever been on, and it was just that is always what I tell people. If you want big roosters, go during the Let's Talk Hookup tournament. It just seems like every year you hear those big giant guyos getting caught down there.
It's probably our most consistent, predictable fish too.
Yeah.
You know, because there is no meat value or anything, they're an easy fish to release, and we've got a lot of them around, and at certain times of year, they are our most predictable, easiest to catch. Not easiest, but.
And they're just so well fished from a Super Ponga. Rancho Llanero is the best place to do that. You've got such a good fleet of the right boats and the right captains to target that fish, too. Like, your guys are just, they're just so, so dialed in on catching those things.
You wonder how many thousands of rooster fish that they've released over the years. It's amazing.
It's a shallow water fishery, and having those four strokes and having the bait and having the small boat to slide in there, they just do it right.
They do, and they know their stuff.
Yeah,
indeed. They know their stuff.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Bob. We'll see you at the show.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back in. John is calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. My question is to Rick. Do you think we're going to see some big eye this year?
I am optimistic about that. I just think we saw the first resurgence we've seen in big eye in a lot of years last year, and all this crazy rain that we're having this year, it just sure feels El Nino-ish. I have nothing scientific to base it on other than we caught a handful last year. We're in some kind of a weird big fish phase. We had a lot of rain this year, and I do. I think
could happen.
I do, yeah. I mean, I'm hopeful and optimistic. Nothing to base it other than let's catch it. I want to catch one real bad out of our skiff this year.
Yeah,
so I think we will see him, John.
All right. I like that. Positive about it. Just like albacore. We're going to see albacore. I'm going to predict it again this year.
You're going to be the first one to be right because everybody else quit predicting him.
That's
and
right.
Pete just predicts him every year.
Every
so
year.
When it happens, you will be the first
Once
one to
in
say,
a while.
Hey, I told you.
It could happen.
You're darn right it can. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, and a lot more fun. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XERS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed up, and Bart, the excitement must be raging there. It's going to be a busy week for you and Mike and the whole crew from Fred Hall, right?
Oh, yeah. The logistics of setting up a show of this size is unbelievable, and I don't know what glitches lay ahead of us, but there will be some, but we'll overcome them, and
And we'll be ready to go at 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon.
1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon is when all the fun begins. And certainly, you know, because of parking and such like that, it's always good to get there early, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't have to worry about early on Wednesday. There'll be people will be lining up at 11 o'clock to get in line.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be 7 wide and a quarter of a mile long on Wednesday. I always say, does anybody work anymore? I mean, it's amazing. You know, you go to other shows around the country, and the weekdays are sparse, but not at Long Beach.
No,
well, and you know why they come early Wednesday morning, because they're in the first for all the deals.
Yeah, get that Corrado deal.
Well, it's amazing to stand there. You watch the first couple hundred guys that come in. They get through the front door, and they start running. And they run to wherever they're going. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
cool. Run to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth, run to the Turner's Outdoorsman Booth. I mean,
Those are the two that they run to, that's for sure. So many big ones,
no doubt. There's going to be a lot of Dana Landing's going to have some phenomenal deals, too, and a lot of big stars and stuff. It's amazing. And you mentioned Jonathan earlier, too, at the dive thing. If you've ever thought about diving, Jonathan Hall, no relation, right, Bart?
Somewhere along the line.
Is such a great guy and a gentleman, and will actually teach you the essence of scuba diving, and I think you'll be hooked, right?
Well, it's interesting. I'm glad we got to meet Jonathan, because it's working out to be a really good relationship. He's a great guy. You know, Jonathan's a former CSI diver for the FBI, and he's really an accomplished diver. But
yes,
you can go over there, put on a dry suit over your clothes, go into the water, have your scuba lesson, get out, take your dry suit off, dry off your hair, and go about the show.
Ricky and I have done it.
Yeah, it's really
and it's
cool.
Great. Yeah, it's really fun, and he makes it so easy, and it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Jonathan's helping us put together for the future, for 2020 and beyond, an off-road overland adventure component of the show. And you're going to see some of that this year in the sports arena and outside on the patio as well. And in the future, you're going to see it probably all around the lagoon out there. So it's going to
Whoa.
Be, he's helping us put all that together. So it's a very, very good thing. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Cool.
All right. Well, let's find out what's cooking. Yanni from Fisherman's Belly is on the line. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show. Can't wait for the upcoming Fred Hall show. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
It's going to
be
fun. So what are we cooking this morning?
Well, I'll tell you what. Rockfish season just opened up, and I was going, just like a bunch of fishermen out there, I was going through my freezer, you know, trying to clear it out, make some room for some rockfish fillets, and I found a chunk of smoked tuna way in the back portion of the freezer. And I needed to do something with it, and I reached way back in my childhood, and I decided to make a tuna melt. I made a tuna melt with smoked tuna, and gentlemen, I am telling you, it's just the most insane, delicious sandwich I've ever eaten in my life.
Wow.
It's a little bit on the messy side, but oh my God.
Sounds fantastic. And of course, you can buy that smoked tuna at the Fisherman's Processing booth at Fred Hall Long Beach, and then go make the Yanni's tuna melt. That sounds delicious. You have it up on fishermansbelly.com right now?
You bet I do. It's on the website, and please check it out. The full written recipe is there, and a complete video showing you how easy it is to make this insane sandwich at home.
Wow. That sounds so good. And, of course, we'll have it on our Angler's Table section of letstalkhookup.com very, very shortly. Yanni, look forward to seeing you at the show.
You bet.
All right. Thanks a lot, Yanni, for that great. Fishermansbelly.com is where you get that tuna melt. Smoked tuna melt recipe sounds like a perfect thing.
You bet. Yeah. And good luck to all the rockfish fishermen out there. I know you guys are out there right now.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Thanks, Yanni. Appreciate that. Speaking of the Sporting Chef Cafe, I know the Sporting Chef Cafe is going to be busy, right, Bart?
Yeah. You know, Costa is one of the one of our longtime sponsors, and they bring us the Sporting Chef Cafe. And Scott Laseth is an interesting character. You know, he comes out of the food industry, but he's not a trained chef. But he used to own a restaurant like 33 years ago, and in that restaurant, he would encourage people to bring their fish and game in, and he would prepare it for them. And they all said, "Boy, you do it better than we do." And so that led to him becoming this expert on fish and game preparation. And now he has two shows on the Sportsman's Channel. One is called The Sporting Chef, and the other, of course, is called Dead Meat, and which is indicative of what his sense of humor is. And he's a funny guy. He teams up with Gary Schiebler, a musician, fisherman, who they have a little running gag going the whole time as they feed you fish and game.
Really fun.
And then we have a kid from SeaDek.
Yeah, I saw Ken Garten from Blue Seas Fabrication. SeaDek is and he's quite the accomplished chef too, I guess, huh?
He is, yeah, and he's going to be helping us both Long Beach and Del Mar. And, of course, the irascible Tommy Gomes will be there showing us from Catalina Offshore Products, showing us how to properly fillet our fish and prepare our fish for cooking. So
yeah, just yet another amazing addition to
this. Is so
Fred
cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Well, so much
stuff. This year, near there, of course, one of our new sponsors is 805 Beer, the Firestone Walker Brewing Company. And the 805 people have been on my butt to get tickets to the show because they all fish, every one of them, and their parents fish. And they 805 wants to be the beer of the angler.
There are
anyway,
people.
You're going to be near there, so you can get an 805 and go in there.
That's my favorite beer, Brian.
It's my favorite beer,
that's
too. I love 805.
Beer,
yeah.
So
it's really good.
Good
choice. Really good beer.
They love anglers. I'm telling you, that look at some of the articles of Western Outdoor News. But the head brewmaster is a fanatic fisherman. The ref just called me the other day and said, my dad wants to make sure I get some tickets from you because he's been going for 30 years, and he wants to be first in line because he's got to get the turners to get something.
They make good beer.
They do.
Good beer.
It's a good one for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
Got it, man. They are packed so solid. How about this time we talk to Armin calling us from Long Beach this morning. What's up, Armin? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Sure.
My question is for John. Actually, I was curious about what's the best time of year to come down to the ranch to go diving at Cabo Pulmo.
Good question. You know, spring is preferable. The water warms later on in the year. Then the algae bloom gets larger and the visibility goes down. Your best visibility is really in the spring. It's
like
good
May, day. June, right?
Yeah, May, June, April, May, June. It's good year-round. It's very, very good diving year-round. But if you're looking for the best visibility, those would be the best 3 months.
It is a world-class diving destination.
You've never
and
seen
it's
one
right,
fish.
Yeah, John and I have dove it many, many times. It's unbelievable.
I love it.
And
it's special.
Can you arrange for people staying at the ranch to go diving?
Absolutely.
It's changed a lot because it's a park now and everything like that.
Yeah,
limited entrance.
The only operators that are allowed to dive on the park, and you actually have to make a reservation, are the providers right there in Pulmo. There's five different dive shops. And what we do is arrange and make an appointment and then shuttle you down there. And they take you out from Pulmo itself.
So no longer.
It's highly, highly regulated. You know, going way back, old Bob Van Wormer and myself were the ones who actually founded the park. We started as a state park in 1989, I believe it was. And it took about a year and the feds took it over and now you don't hear much about us. But we're actually in Wikipedia, both of us, for founding the security for Pulmo Park. Yeah, it's a very, very special spot. And on the planet, it's very, very unique.
I know
the
you
biggest
two both,
fish.
Yeah, you two both dove all over, have you know been diving all over the world, and both have said like that's the best place to go to see big fish.
Yep. There's nowhere better diving.
You have a 100-pound amberjack looking you in the eye.
That's so
yeah,
cool,
yeah,
dude.
It's pretty
that's
wild.
So cool.
Schools and millions of Jack Crevel, they come over you, and they circle you and like you're in the middle of a tornado.
Yeah.
There's a hole where you're sitting, and you can see the bottom, and you see the circle.
Get right up on that mic, John.
I'm sorry. And you can see
he's
the
trying
circle.
To, he's using his hands.
I'm going Italian and using my hands here. I mean, it's special.
That's cool.
I can't. Words won't describe it.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, do it. That's what we can recommend for you. And Ranch Leonero will arrange all
well,
that.
Well, yeah, we'll take care of that for you, Armin. It's worth doing if you're a diver, for sure.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Sounds good. How about Brian from Harupa Valley up next on Let's Talk Cookup? Hey, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Sorry.
I just had a comment about, and a question. I fished with Rollo back in the 80s on the Royal Flores when he was a deckhand. And I've seen him in action with that jig stick. And he would skip the jigs and be bouncing 30, 40-pound yellowfin tuna right on the deck.
Yeah, I was wrong.
That's cool. Nice
to see. And it's something I'll never forget. And the question I had was about the blue and black marlin. Do you see those around very often?
In the East Cape? Are you talking?
Down by, yeah, yes, we do. And it was interesting. Every year it's a little bit different. We had a real good year last year. We have the East Cape Bisbee. And I think they had like 12 qualifying fish, and this year every one of them, that's over 300-pound fish, every one of them was black this year.
Everyone was black,
and then another year they'll be blue, and they're hard to tell apart. The only way you can tell the black, the dorsal doesn't fold back.
The pectorals.
The pec, I'm sorry. Yeah. The pec doesn't fold back. It's the only way you can tell the difference between the two. But we get a lot of black and blue marlin. We sure do. And then in that 80-degree water temp, once it hits 80, you know, end of May, into June, they're around for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a few.
It's Bob Van Warmer named it the Great Fish Trap for a reason.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he actually, and it is. It's a unique spot. It's where the Pacific Ocean meets the Sea of Cortez right in there.
Yeah.
And there's so much, like Pomo Reef and all that. One of the reasons the visibility can be poor in there is there's so much algae. There's
so much
food. The food chain. Chain's unbelievable.
Bait everywhere.
Unbelievable. Like right now, there's so many Spanish mackerel down there.
Really?
Everywhere you turn, yeah. They're lucky joining just hundreds and hundreds coming up on the,
that's
on
cool.
the pond.
That's amazing. Let's go ahead and thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
That sounds good. How about Fred from Palo Verde is next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. This is a question to Brett. What? I was wondering if you have a multi-day passes for Long Beach.
Bart?
For us that we come there almost every day.
We unfortunately do not have multi-day passes, and I know it's hard to understand when you're sitting here asking that question. It seems simple that we could do that, but there are security reasons involved, and it just we've had problems in the past with the counterfeiting. So long, it's a very popular event, and it's impossible for us to overcome those security problems with the multi-day passes. So we do not have them. I wish we did, but we don't.
All right.
Okay. We'll be seeing you anyhow.
All right. Come every day, Fred. All right. That's a good deal.
That is one thing to say about Long Beach is there is no way you can see it all in a day. It's gotten so big you can't even see it all in a day, let alone if you wanted to start participating and, you know, in all the things, all the seminars and the Scott Laseth shows and all those things. There's no way you could do it in multiple days.
No.
I can't wait.
Yep. Lot going on. And don't forget the deals, like the stuff you have at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
It's going to be this will be our best year we've ever had.
Biggest.
As far as like deals that we've been able to hold out, you know, we kind of started to earn that reputation and we want to keep it. So we keep like really big things that we could sell during the summer at full rate. We set those things aside just to show a big special at Fred Hall. Like we believe in it so much, and it's a great opportunity for us to get to show off our crew and our shop and our guys and how good they are at all that big fit, you know, big bluefin things and custom rigging things that we do. And it's a big part of the year for us, and we can't wait. We've been working really hard, and this will be our best booth ever, super well stocked, and it definitely will be the best deals we've ever offered.
And you have a deal on rods that you may be interested in, John. Those rods for what is it? $49 or something?
No, they're $60 rods that we sell all year long. They're called liquid sticks, and they're just a very standard black blank, black Fuji guy, just a very good saltwater rod. They carry a lifetime warranty. We sell them all summer long for $60, and we're selling them at the Fred Hall show for $29.95.
Come on, half price.
Well, that's what we use liquid sticks.
$30.
Very.
You better load up, John.
That is a screaming deal.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's try and sneak in another call. Oh, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Doug, who's calling from Irvine this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. You took my questions away. When I got through, I was questioning the hours on Wednesday because I like to go there early. I joined CCA so I don't have to stand in those quarter-mile-long lines.
Nice.
And,
smart.
Good move.
And then I was going to talk about Scott Laseth. He's one of my favorite people there because he cooks like five different entrees each show, and you get a little taste. You don't, it doesn't fill you up. But anyway, that's what I had. I'm
No, that's great. Bart, while you're on that subject, and thanks a lot for the call this morning, and we'll see you. We look forward to seeing you at the show. What are the hours? Go over that whole program of the hours of the Fred Hall Long Beach show.
Wednesday through Friday, it's 1 to 9. Saturday, it's 10 to 8:30. And Sunday, it's 10 to 7. But the other thing, before we run out of time here, we need to talk about our hunting section, which we haven't talked about here.
No.
But it's gotten bigger and bigger over the years, and it's going to be excellent this year. A lot of great outfitters at the Long Beach Show. And, of course, we have the VK Soft Air Range, the Umarex Air Gun Range. We have a BB range. We have three laser shot thing games for kids and everything. And Turner's Outdoorsman will be displaying firearms in their booth. Of course, you can't buy them at the show, but you can go to Turner's and you can decide what you want, and you can make arrangements with them to go back to the stores and buy their guns. So the hunting section is a really important part of the show. It's becoming more and more important.
Yeah, it's a big show. And John, I know you're a big hunter. Ricky is a big hunter, and it's very interesting, all the different things there, right?
Yeah, and the technology. Do you still have the gun show, the big trailer that comes with all the rifles, Bart?
No, we don't have that right now. But you got Turner's displaying guns, which we didn't have when we had that trailer. So Turner's has taken over that. And they're doing that both in Long Beach and Del Mar. So.
And it's always a really good opportunity to buy soft goods, too, camouflage clothing and things like that.
Oh,
they always have some really, yeah, really good deals every year at
Long
Beach.
Really?
Oh,
really? Okay.
Yeah.
Super
deals.
I'll have to look into that.
Exactly.
I'm going on my first hunting trip. The first time I've ever hunted, I'm just going right to the elk.
Yeah.
You know, I have to bring up.
Starting at the pinnacle.
I have to bring up. There's one booth at Long Beach, and I'm going to find him this year. They have a little day pack. And it's bulletproof. They have Kevlar on the inside of it. And there's two pieces. If you want to use it front and back, it'll take up to a 44. Put it together, it'll take an AR-15. You know what I'm talking about, Bart. I wonder if they're going to be there again this year. But it's like a day pack.
That's cool. A bulletproof vest.
Yeah, for kids at school now, you know, they have their own bulletproof day pack. No, but it's a unique product that I've never seen anywhere else, and there's a lot of good stuff.
No, there's a lot of that at Fred Hall Long Beach. Yeah, I mean, a lot of unique stuff that you just don't see anywhere else. Let's try and sneak in one more quick one, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about John in Upland? You're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, John.
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Great. Yeah, about 30 seconds left, John.
Okay, I just wanted to comment on the background music for Rancho Leonero.
I think we're losing John.
Yeah.
I want to say it's Chamin Correa with Los Caballeros.
Oh, okay. He knows the song. All right.
Thank you.
Los Caballeros. All right. Very good. Well, that's good stuff. John. Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks for letting. That's a new one for me.
Yeah,
Thank you, John.
You know, you have to play the theme music at the bar.
Yeah. Los Caballeros.
Los Caballeros.
Well, when we come back, we're going to find out what four lucky winners are all going to get to enjoy a Fred Hall show. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Pen reels are an important part of any angler's quiver, and we have the best the Pen has to offer, including the popular Fathom 2-Speed and the redesigned International VISX. So have the Fisherman's Landing Tackle crew help you select the perfect Pen reel. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We just heard that spot from AFCO. That's another thing I'm really looking forward to. Brand new location for AFCO. They're right across the aisle from us, and they're doing a huge display booth with all the items for sale. Normally, there's a lot of things that were just on display, but all of the newest technical clothing, all the sun fabrics, all their new waterproof stuff, all going to be available. We're really looking forward to it.
And on sale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It doesn't go on sale ever.
No.
It will only be on sale at Fred Hall Show.
So that's the AFCO booth. I know Greg will be there. Talk to him about catching bluefin and everything else, and wearing the right clothing. That AFCO anhydrous.
Oh my God!
There's nothing like that. It's expensive, but it's worth it.
It's the best ever made for foul weather gear.
Yeah, no question about it. All their gear.
It's so
good. The AFCO, and it's going to be on sale.
Yep.
So check it out.
New jackets, new sweatshirts. Everything's very technical. It's all windproof. It's all water resistant or waterproof. It's really good gear. I'm really looking forward to it.
So be sure to see them at Fred Hall. Long Beach Show. John, we're going to see you at Fred Hall Long Beach, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you'll be at the Rancho Leonero booth every day.
Every day. All day, just like you, Pete.
Yes, indeed.
We keep track of each other.
Every day.
No hooky. No truancy.
All right. Well, again, the big winners all going to the Fred Hall Show. Your choice, whether it's Long Beach or Del Mar, going to Don in Woodland Hills, Mario, Rancho Cucamonga, Cliff in Lakewood, and Fred in Palos Verdes. Congratulations, guys. I can't wait to see you at the show.
Yeah, indeed. One time, Bart. One more time. Again, where is the Long Beach Convention Center, and what are the hours?
Well, the Long Beach Convention Center is at the end of the 710 freeway. The hours are Wednesday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Sunday, 10 to 7. It's unique. It's on the planet. There's nothing like it. And if you take it for granted, it may not be here in the future, so come see it this year.
Indeed. All right, Bart. Well, thank you for joining us for the Full Towers. We're looking forward to this week. And, of course, come by the Let's Talk Hookup booth. We'll be right there, right behind the Rancho Leonero booth, right across from the Fisherman's Processing booth, and our usual spot. And we'll have our T-shirts and hats and club cards. And all my guys will be there helping out and looking forward to meeting you and seeing you for that annual revival. And thank you to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday right there live at the Hyatt Regency Long Beach in the attached to the convention center at the Seaview Rotunda there right at the bottom of the escalators. Just park at the Hyatt or park anywhere there and walk into the lobby of the Hyatt and down the escalator. You'll see us there. We're going to have a lot of prizes to give away and a lot of great, great guests that are going to be joining us for that live broadcast. So it's going to be a fantastic 2 hours Saturday and Sunday live from the Hyatt Regency Long Beach. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And, of course, right back here on the Mighty 1090.